Making the world a better place one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. All right.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from the city of Chicago. It's a beautiful city, even though it's gray and it's dull, and it's really, really awful. It's very gray. I don't know. Where is spring, fellas? Where is spring? Everybody out there, where the hell is spring? It has not arrived. It's not been here, and we are pissed. Because a lot of people are pissed because they can't enjoy the weather, springtime weather, like they want to enjoy it. You know, this is crazy. People are walking around in big, thick coats and stuff. You got some crazy ones out here in shorts, but basically it's cold weather. We're near the lake, and that cold is blowing inland right off the lake. I don't know. It's dull, and there's been no spring here in Chicago. I mean, we had March, April. Now we got May, nothing. Cold, gray, rainy. You know, I don't know. The grayness in the days does something to you. I mean, if you look out of the window and it's gray, it's dull, it's rainy, you kind of emulate that yourself. You know, if the day is gray, you're gray. If the day, if things are raining outside, something's raining in your life, maybe. You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is just a effed up day in Chicago, another one. And it's cold and it's rainy and people are miserable, but they have to be out there. They have to do what they have to do to live their lives. So it's a mess. Anyway, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, a bombshell just happened. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about this. I'm not going to dwell on Trump too much, but you probably heard it. If you're following the politics, if you're following Trump, and I'm not, it's just something that comes across, you know, every now and then when he does something so stupid. And he fires FBI Director James Comey. Now, he's saying that he lost, he wrote some kind of letter to the media saying that he lost confidence in James, the FBI, James Comey. So he fired him. This guy just think he can up and just fire people at will when he wants to. He can only, well, he fires people that he can't fire. A lot of people he can't fire, and he's pissed off at that. He cannot fire a congressman. He cannot fire a senator. He cannot fire the American people. The American people can fire him. But this is just ridiculous. This proves that this man is hiding something. It proves that he is an asshole among assholes. He proves that all he wants around him are people who are going to kiss his ass. That's what this proves. And it proves that he's guilty of something, because he won't show his taxes. He won't show anybody his taxes. He's hiding something. he fires this and this is a Republican. He fired James Comey because James Comey and his team were investigating Trump and his White House. One of the things about Trump, when he's been being investigated, he gets angrier, pissed off, upset because people are investigating him. And a lot of times Trump do these type of things to try to change the narrative, to try to deflect away from what's going on already. There's people were talking about Flynn this, Flynn that, Gates, Sally Yates, President Obama had informed Donald Trump about Flynn before, and then before he hired him, and he still hired him. So Trump is hiding something. He's firing people. He's dismissing people because somehow the investigators are getting close to including him, naming him in some of this criminal scandal, corrupt behavior that's coming out of the White House. There is no doubt about it, folks. Something is awry in the White House. These people are so goddamn corrupt, it's funny. And the thing about it is that Congress, the Republicans in Congress who control the House and the Senate, they are aiding and abetting this scoundrel that we have as a president. They are aiding and abetting him. They are letting him get away with his crimes. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I want to apologize to some people. I came on the air around 10 to 15 minutes late because my computer was updating and all of this kind of crap. They were updating. I don't know what the hell they're updating, but it took them about 10 to 20 minutes to update. So I didn't actually, that's why I was late coming on to the show today. But we made it on, and we're going to do the best that we can on the show. All right, my guest today on the show, another common, easy to say name on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Yesterday we had Kelly Brown, and she was beautiful. She was wonderful. She invited us into insight into what she was doing, and I hope you guys were listening to that show yesterday. It was good. It was great. But I guess what I'm saying, she had a great sounding common name. It was Kelly Brown. It was something easily that rolled off my tongue, Kelly Brown. And now we have another guest on the show, and she has a great sounding name, Valerie Greene. Kelly Brown, Valerie Greene, because sometimes we have on the show, we have people come on the show and they have names that I can barely pronounce or figure out. And even though it doesn't matter what your name is, if you have something to offer my audience, that's great. But I'm just trying to distinguish between the names that roll off my tongue and the names that I have to stutter to try to pronounce. But anyway, author Valerie Greene is on the George Wilder Jr. Show. And, that should be a good thing. That should be wonderful. So you guys should probably stay tuned for that. Okay. Be nice to one another. It is so easy. It is so easy to be nice to one another, but a lot of people aren't that way. A lot of people just aren't that way. You know, I mean, mean, nasty, ornery, argumentative. You know, you don't want to be around those kind of people. People who want to see you fail and not be successful. You want to get away from those kind of people because they are out there. So, you know, if you can, find time to be nice to one another. Find time to shake someone's hands. Find time to help someone. And I've always said people should help each other. And you don't need money to always. It helps, but you don't need money to all the time if you want to help someone. The biggest way you can help someone is by giving of your effort, your time, and your knowledge, you know, and that's what it's all about, making the world a better place. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. It is 6:23 p.m. straight up Chicago time. It is beautiful, folks. It's wonderful. And the only way to lose an argument is not to learn from it. You know, and I'm looking right here. I'm looking up here at my monitor, and it says Trump fires Comey. Trump fires Comey. And the first thing, when I first saw that headline up here on the computer, I'm looking at Huffington Post. The first time I saw it, I said, oh, my God, this scoundrel, he's trying to impede the investigation into his administration. Yeah. He's trying to, I mean, what else would anybody think? Because James Comey and the FBI, they were investigating Trump, his ties to Russia, the people around him. Trump figured he didn't like it. He didn't want it. Trump is always trying to impede the investigation. Instead of Trump saying, like other presidents, if there's an investigation, well, instead of Trump saying, well, we welcome the investigation. There's nothing to hide. We did nothing wrong. We welcome an investigation into this administration. Trump can't say that. He's got to say, he's got to fire people. He's got to act. He act as if he's guilty. He act as if he's implicating himself in something that he has been corrupt in. You know, this looks bad for Trump. This looks bad for the White House. This looks awful bad. And if I was James Comey, he fired me. And if I'm investigating his White House, I would come out to the public with everything I know so far already. I'd come out with everything there is that I had on Trump and I had on his administration. I would get my revenge on this guy for an unfair firing because Trump wanted to change the narrative. He wanted to change what we're talking about. He changed it already. He changed it all right, but he made it worse, in my opinion, because now everybody's looking at him as having something to hide. Something is there that he did not want James Comey and the FBI to find out. So he fired the guy. He fired him. But this just made the shit worse. The shit just hit the fan. This is the most corrupt administration in the world, is the Trump administration. This guy is a thug. He should not be in office. He's a liar. He's a sexual assaulter. You name it. And now we got him as president of the United States, and he wants to be a dictator. He wants to be an emperor. He wants you to kiss his ass. He wants you to yes, sir him, no, sir him, and all of this kind of stuff. Who does he think he is? This guy really wants to take over the world. In France, a progressive one. Also in South Korea, a progressive liberal one in those countries. That's a blow to me against Trump. The right-wing candidates in those countries and other countries that are running for office in those countries, are the liberals are winning. That's saying something against Trump. A lot of people in these countries, they don't want anybody running their country like Trump. The people of those countries see what's going on in the United States and they reject it. They see what we have in office as president, and these folks reject it. And they're making sure that they don't put someone in office like we have here in the United States, name of Donald Trump. Wow. This guy is something else. Just when you think Trump can't get any stupider or more ignorant, he does. He likes to tweet a lot. He tweets a lot. And there was one tweeter who tweeted something about Donald Trump's tweets, and he said that Donald Trump should learn how to spell, because he misspells writes a lot of his tweets. He misspelled them. Sometimes they grammatically incorrect, but you know, who knows? But it doesn't matter if he misspelled his tweets or they're grammatically incorrect. We can get the gist of what he's talking about and what he's saying. And I guess that's what Donald Trump is telling us. Well, you know what I'm talking about anyway. What college did he ever go to? Did he ever attend a college? No, I don't think so. Wow, this is really amazing. This is really amazing. All right, author Valerie Greene on the George Waldo Jr. Show. Hopefully, we will be, let's see, can we do this? Take a musical break. We'll be right back, folks. We finally made it on the air. All right, folks, I'm looking at CNN, the website, and it says that the FBI director's decision not to file charges over Hillary Clinton's emails, cited for his dismissal. So in other words, Trump wanted his FBI director to file charges to Hillary Clinton over her emails. Trump actually wanted her to go to jail. The guy, and he would not do it because he said many times there was no evidence there. He said there was no evidence there. And he fired him, according to this website, because he would not arrest Clinton for her emails when there was nothing there. Trump is delusional. This guy is a sociopath. He needs to be in a mental hospital, not in the White House. But I still think that he actually, that may be the reason he gave for firing Comey. But I think it was because Comey had an investigation into his administration, and they were about to find out a lot of things that would probably have gotten, would get this guy out of office, get him thrown the fuck out of office. And because the Republicans, they're not doing it. I mean, they're aiding and abetting this guy. I mean, a lot of them are not going to have their jobs in 2018. That's a fact. That's a fact. So this guy, I mean, I'm pretty sure cable and the news outlets and the pundits, they're all talking about this. Okay, Clinton aides react to Comey firing with concern, not joy. No. It should be concern, because from my understanding, the investigation into Trump ties into Russia is still going on. But I'm pretty sure there's some people who are doing the investigation will probably back off now, because they may feel that they may get fired, because they have to, you know, manufacture something to say that Trump wasn't involved. So this goes on and on and on and on. So Trump fired this guy to make a, probably to make a difference, or to try to get other people to say, hey, well, I fired this guy, so if you don't get in line, I'm going to fire you. So his firing was probably a call to others in his administration, especially in the agency, the Justice Department, to get in line behind me. Don't say anything bad about me, even though it's true. Don't say anything that's going to lock me up, put me in jail, even though I should be there. This is just nutty. This is crazy. The guy is baffled. And we got to get this guy. He's unstable. He's unfit. He's psychopath. He's a pathological liar. You name it. You name it. And it's just going to get worse before it gets better, unless the American people, we get together and we do something about this.
It's time for Donald Trump to resign as president. Admittedly, it's been an interesting couple of days, but for any patriotic American capable of adding two and two and not getting 1.5 million, this is enough. If you voted for Trump, or you support him now, or you're saying give him a chance, again, I'm not going to yell at you or call you names. I'm not going to try to argue any policies. I'm not going to debate the size of his crowds, nor whatever your conclusions are about Saturday's marches. In fact, I'm going to compliment you on your generosity toward him and the sincerity of your belief in his promises and your natural, your commendable desire to see him and thus see our country succeed. But this man is not of sound mind. In office, faster and more frighteningly than at any point in the campaign, over the span of just a long weekend, really, Trump has proved that not only will he lie to America about anything big or small, but that just as importantly, he will lie to himself about anything big or small. And more troubling yet, he will compel men weaker even than himself to lie on his behalf about anything big or small. And worst of all, the lies will convince some people, and they will convince one person especially dangerous in particular, Donald Trump. Because what Trump does not believe cannot be true. And that way lies madness and lies every evil imaginable, including the end of this country in a literal sense, perhaps the end of civilization. Because like somebody who's strung out on drugs, or somebody who's living in a complete dreamlike state caused by profound, pulsating narcissism, he will not believe that the outcome of any of his actions could be failure or disaster or even something that could be harmful to himself. A man who could accuse the Central Intelligence Agency of trying to undermine him and ask rhetorically of the conduct of that agency, quote, are we living in Nazi Germany? A man who could do that and then 10 days later go and stand in front of the shrine of its fallen agents and insist with a straight face, with every word he said and motion that he made suggesting he really believes this, he could say, quote, they sort of made it sound like I had a feud with the intelligence community, and I just want to let you know the reason you're the number one stop is it is exactly the opposite. A man who could insist to those same men and women at the CIA that it stopped raining the moment he started to give his inaugural address when you saw the rain falling on him. That is the kind of man who could convince himself that it would be just fine to start a nuclear war because, of course, he would survive the retaliatory attack, and so would his family, and so would whatever people he thinks are his friends, or to use his word, his fans. Of course they would all survive the retaliation because he's Donald Trump. And bad things cannot happen to Donald Trump. At the CIA, Trump told the agents there that he has, quote, a running war with the media. He does not have a running war with the media. He has a running war with reality. His reality is what he says it is. He has an advisor who came out and said Sunday that when you deliberately contradict reality, that is not lying or deceiving.
I agree.
But rather, that's using, quoting her, alternative facts. You try alternative facts in your life for 1 hour. Let me know how it goes. Drive on whichever side of the road you want to. Stop wearing the safety glasses. Let the kids use the stove and the power tools. Write checks for money you don't have. Because ignoring the warnings and instructions is not courting a disaster, it's just a set of alternative facts. This is crazy. And even if, God willing, it never gets to the point where this kind of delusional thinking is employed during an international crisis or here at home during some kind of threat or disaster, even if Trump's ability to turn off reality like a light switch never actually threatens us and our children and all we know, what does it mean about that key promise that he made to you to unrig the system, to level the playing field, to never be beholden to Goldman Sachs as he claimed his opponent was, like he promised?
Like yeah,
he seemed
of course.
To promise before he hired three people from Goldman Sachs and one from Wells Fargo and one from Rothschild Investments. You knew this before that speech at the CIA or this crazy argument about how big the crowds at the inauguration were or whether it was sunny and only he could see that it was sunny.
All right, more about Trump. Senator Tim Kaine, Clinton's running mate, the former Secretary of State, campaign manager, and Brian Fallon, her press secretary, all expressed skepticism at why Comey fired FBI Director James, why Trump fired FBI Director James Comey right now, and in the midst of the Bureau's investigation into Russia's involvement in the 2016 election. We all know that. He's trying to cover this up. And I'm quoting, Trump firing Comey shows how frightened the administration is over these Russian investigations. And I totally agree. Comey's firing is a part of a growing pattern by the White House to cover up the truth. And anybody out there who thinks that this firing is about Hillary's emails is delusional. This firing is about covering up the truth in the White House. Trump is covering up something. He's hiding something. He's making it more known every day by his stupid and dumb actions that he does. And it's also, as I've said, this is also a deflection. He's deflecting. He's trying to change the narrative. He does that because people are talking about we're talking about the investigation into Flynn. Trump didn't like it. He was saying that he even said a day or so ago that this was a charade, a waste of taxpayers' money. And now he went and fired his FBI director just so we can start talking about something else. And this is a big bombshell. So we are talking about it, but it's not stopping us from talking of also talking about the investigation into his White House for corruption. So I think this was a dumb move by him. This was a dumb move by him because it just brings more light on to an investigation that should nail his ass, nail him to a cross, get him out of that office. He is not he is not qualified to be president of the United States. The man is off his rocker. There's something wrong here. He needs a doctor. He needs to be in a mental hospital. He keeps, because he's impeding the investigation, he's trying to stop it. And anybody within his own circle, if they're involved in it, they're gone. For instance, Kelly Conway, we don't even hear from her anymore. She was a stooge for Trump. I mean, she was his number one stooge at one time. She was all over the television sets and on the talk shows and all over everywhere. But now, lying and flying for Trump. She was lying all over the place. They, some moderators would catch her at it and get in her ass about it. But she used to be a fixture on television defending Trump and his lunacy. But now she's not. You don't see her anywhere. I'm probably saying, I'm talking about her now. I'm probably going to wish her up or something. She'll probably appear somewhere now because everybody's talking about where is she. But the fact is that this administration is on its last leg. This administration, the Donald Trump administration, is on its last leg. These people cannot continue to stay in office acting like a bunch of goons, a bunch of thugs, a bunch of gangsters in the White House, disrespecting the Oval Office, disrespecting every room in the White House with these people who don't know jack about what they're doing. They don't know anything about governing. Only thing they know is that they are in power. They don't know anything about nothing. Lying their asses off about everything. If I was working for the Trump administration, I think I'd quit. I couldn't work for an administration like that. I walk out. I said, I can't do this. I gotta go. I mean, you guys are a bunch of corrupt thugs and criminals, and I can't be a part of this. And as I was saying earlier, I'm hoping that James Comey, now that he's fired, now that Trump's fired him, basically kicked him to the curb. Now, James Comey was investigating Donald Trump. He was investigating Donald Trump's administration, investigating it. And Trump didn't want that. He didn't like that. It shows how frightened and scared and worried Trump is about this investigation. It's going to come back to bite him up his ass, and he's going to be impeached if these Republicans in Congress get some balls to do that. This is crazy. This is mucking up the United States really bad. And other people, like I said before, other people from other countries are looking at Trump and the how the United States have just become a rag doll, you know, and they don't want that for their country. So they're voting progressives in France and South Korea and other countries. They are looking at the United States and say, we don't want no Donald Trump like figure in our country. That's why this Le Pen, she lost, because she was more like a Donald Trump all the way to the right, centrist, all the way to the right. Crazy and loony like Donald Trump, and they rejected her, and they elected a liberal. Other countries are doing it too, and they're looking at the United States and saying, oh, we don't want nobody like that in our country, running our country. This is a corrupt administration, folks. There is no doubt about it. There's more proof of it every day, and this hit the nail on the head. Something like that. I forgot it. But anyway, this really nails the coffin shut, as I should say. This nails the coffin shut. This administration has got to go. The Republicans have to stop getting up off their asses and stop being yes men and looking up at Trump like he's their father or something, and get to doing their jobs and impeaching this guy. But they're just as bad as he is. That's why they're keeping him. So it's going to take the American people to do the job that these politicians will not do in Congress. We've got to get this guy out. He's dangerous. He's got too much power, and he's dangerous. He's got too much. What does it? Let's see. A lot of people are saying that they were disappointed in Comey and Comey's handling of the email investigation. I was disappointed too, because if he hadn't came out a week or so, the election, Clinton probably would be president of the United States now. He's probably the sole son of a gun to the reason why, besides the Russia hacking, to why we have this mongrel in office, Donald Trump. And it's equally concerning that our attorney general, who lied about his own meetings with the Russians, approved Director Comey's firing. Okay, there were some people in Trump administration approved his firing. They all should be out of that White House. They should not have any inkling, any kind of doings in public office in terms of being a part of this administration, which is going down. I think it's going down. And I think the Trump administration shot themselves in the foot on this one, because they're trying to make us change the narrative. And the narrative has not been changed at all. There's more focus on it now, because he fired the guy that was investigating his administration, and he didn't like it, so he fired him. And I'll say this again: I think it's an abuse of power. I think this is a reach and an abuse of his presidential powers. This guy wants to be Hitler. He wants to be a dictator. He wants to control the courts. He wants to control everything. He wants to be able to fire grassroots people, get them out of. He wants to be able to fire anybody he wants to fire, but he can't do it, and that frustrates him. He wants to fire every senator in the. He wants to fire every senator in the Senate who doesn't agree with him. He wants to fire them, but he can't. He wants to fire every representative that's in the House of the representatives in Congress who doesn't fall in line with his thinking. He wants to fire them, but he can't. He can't fire the representatives. He cannot fire the senators. Only persons who can fire them are the voters. But Trump wants to be a dictator. He thinks that he should be the lone person in power. He doesn't realize that there's three branches of government. And each one of those branches of government has equals his power. All three have the same equal amount of power. He doesn't want that. He don't like that. He wants to change the Constitution. He doesn't want it called the Constitution. He wants it called Trump's rules, the rules of Trump for the United States. And he's a big ass idiot, a dummy. He hasn't gone to college. He hasn't served in the military. He hasn't done any of those things. I don't know, folks. We are in trouble. We are in some trouble here. This guy is more dangerous. nothing like this has ever been thrust upon the United States of America. As this guy has, it's just awful. It's just awful. And stay tuned. Get the popcorn. Because this is, I mean, it's all over the news, every the internet, the television, wherever you can think of. You see those big those three words. Trump fires Comey. Because this was, nobody expected this. Even Comey didn't expect this. This was quick and abrupt and fast. And a lot of people are reacting to it. And a lot of, and majority of the reactions are negative. What the hell? This is an overreach of his powers. Trump doesn't give a damn about nobody. Even the people who put his ass in office, even his supporters, even his voters. And most of his voters, they are against Obamacare, but they're for Trump care. And the thing about it, they haven't even read Trump care. Most of them probably can't read anyway. The firing of FBI Director Comey has sent ripples through the United States. Ripples. Because the first thing you think of, Trump is trying to impede the investigation into his administration, which was being led by FBI James Comey, the guy he just fired. Now, what does that tell you, folks? What does that tell you? I mean, it's just not right that we have to that this is going on and going down in the United States. This is a mess.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. The White House continues to deny that the Attorney General's demand for the resignations of all 46 incumbent U.S. attorneys around the country and the subsequent optical disaster of the firing of New York's U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, was instigated by a paranoid Sean Hannity TV segment demanding the immediate purge of everybody in the government who had worked for President Obama. The circumstantial evidence, however, supports the theory that it was Hannity's puppeteer hand up Trump's back. And that circumstantial evidence consists of the grim reality that we have elected President Emily Letella. If you're too young, she was the Saturday Night Live little old lady character portrayed by the late, great Gilda Radner, who came on to give ludicrous editorial replies during weekend updates such as, "I'm here tonight to speak out against busting school children. What's all this fuss I keep hearing about saving Soviet jewelry? What's all this fuss I keep hearing about endangered feces?" Then they would correct her, and she'd say, "That's very different," and then pause and say, "Never mind." 122 vicious prisoners released by the Obama administration from Gitmo have returned to the battlefield. Just another terrible decision. Even the Fox News segment that President Emily Letella got that from did not mess that up. 113 of the prisoners were actually released by the Bush administration. Never mind. But Trump was watching. Not listening. As in February, seemingly talking about terrorism in Europe. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden! Who would believe this? Sweden! They took in large numbers. That was so off that it prompted the closest thing Trump has yet made to an admission that he's ever screwed anything up. My statement as to what's happening in Sweden was in reference to a story that was broadcast on Fox News concerning immigrants in Sweden. Others have suggested that Trump is a real-life equivalent of the Peter Sellers character, Chauncey Gardner, in the extraordinary movie Being There. Sellers portrayed a gardener who lived his entire life on the grounds of a rich man's mansion and understood only two things, gardening and television. Discovered, he is mistaken for a political savant and is soon consulting the president, who misunderstands the platitudes of TV that Sellers repeats as deep, subtle insight. But Chauncey Gardner knew his television. He could recite all the commercials. He was listening. Trump is just as much of a television addict with just as little connection to non-television reality. But while he is ruling this country based largely on what he sees on TV, that reinforces what he already saw on TV or reinforces what he thinks he already saw on TV, he's not even paying attention to the TV. Since the inauguration, he has tweeted about a minimum of 11 news stories it seems fair to believe he saw on television and gotten them wrong in some way. Besides the Swedish and Gitmo stories, the Women's March protesters. Why didn't these people vote? The so-called carnage in Chicago. The so-called expert who could prove there were 3 million illegal votes, only the guy has never produced the evidence that he's promised. His conclusion that all the protesters in Berkeley were paid thugs, exaggerating the target of a terrorist attack in Paris from the Louvre Mall to the Louvre Museum. His announcement, although protests at the Republican town halls had been planned by liberals, that the first time Jeff Sessions ever met the Russian ambassador, it was arranged by Obama. About Arnold Schwarzenegger's departure from The Apprentice, and add to those the crazy Obama tapped my phone story. He's President Emily Letella. Trump's first 279 non-deleted tweets as president are amazingly television-centric. There were two in which he congratulated himself on the TV ratings of his inauguration, 10 promoting the broadcasts of TV interviews he has given, including the exact time the show would air. There are 6 that specifically criticize CNN, 1 that criticizes MSNBC, and 24 that refer imprecisely to media, fake news, fake media, or fake news media, including one about how, after he called them all that and called them the enemy of the American people, quote, "It is amazing how rude they are." And the number of Trump tweets that include Fox graphics or images or congratulations to Fox News on its ratings or simple statements tagged at Fox and Friends as if he's grandpa yelling at the television, that's 12 tweets. This is a total of 54 tweets about TV or stuff he kinda saw on TV. I have invoked Saturday Night Live and the film being there, so why not one more? In the other great speech in the fantastic Paddy Chayefsky movie Network, Peter Finch as Howard Beale reminds us what television really is. When the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network? So listen to me. Television is not the truth. We're in the boredom-killing business. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there, day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusions. Sound like anybody we know? So is there a solution to President Emily Letella? I mean, before he is impeached, or imprisoned, or institutionalized. Well, years ago, an unhappy CEO whose fourth largest company in the world owned my television network sat me down and threatened to take the network off the air. I don't mean figuratively. I mean fire everybody at it, pay us our full contracts, and shut the channel off. Because a rival cable network was making up stories about how this CEO personally was selling materiel used to make weapons with which American servicemen were being killed. The man said his 80-something mother back in Cincinnati watched the rival network and kept calling him up to yell at him about his disloyalty, and he had had enough. So I said politely that I thought he was overreacting. And maybe there was a middle ground short of shuttering the network that was finally making him a reported $100 million a year in profit. And he said, like what? And I offered him a few ideas, and then I decided to point out to him how crazy his idea was, and I said it was exactly this crazy. How old did you say your mother was again? I asked. 80-whatever, he answered. Well, if she's that old, she certainly wouldn't be able to put up much of a fight if you sent one of your guys to her house and pulled her cable connection out of the wall. The CEO got furious, then he laughed, and then we compromised. But now I'm thinking, maybe this is the solution with Trump. Bannon and maybe a couple of Trump's rent-a-cops go in and pull all the goddamn cable out of the White House before this bastard kills us all. Because unlike Emily Letella, when Trump is told he has misunderstood something he heard on TV, he does not say, never mind. Resist.
Go around. Clap your hands. Interview with Politico that was posted online this week. White House advisor, White House aide, whatever you want to call her, White House spokesperson maybe, Kellyanne Conway, took a shot at her critics once again. She told Politico that her critics were, quote, unhappy people with poison keyboards. I guess what she's trying to say is that they're a bunch of internet trolls going out there just saying mean old things to Kellyanne, who really isn't doing anything wrong. She doesn't understand why people are being so mean and horrible to her these days. Now, according to this interview that she gave with Politico, she had explained to her children that, yeah, look, mommy's going to be doing this thing. People are going to come at her. It's going to be, you know, pretty ugly sometimes, but just deal with it. To be honest, that is a very good thing to tell your children. Yeah, when you're in the public spotlight, there's going to be the naysayers. But if she took the time to explain that to her children, maybe she should have taken the time to explain to her children that, hey, listen, mommy's going to have to go on TV and lie through her teeth to the American public about things that never happened. She is the one who came up with the term alternative facts. She is the one who invented the Bowling Green massacre that never happened. So I understand nobody likes to get criticized, but Kellyanne, you're inviting this on yourself. The people who criticize you, who call you out, are not unhappy people. I can tell you firsthand, I'm a very happy person. I love my life right now. But I will continue to criticize you anytime you feel the need to go on television and lie to the American public on behalf of Donald Trump. Anytime you make up a fake terrorist attack, we're going to be there, as will everybody else online. And it's not because we just dislike you. It's because we don't want you to continue to dumb down the United States. This is our civic duty, to hold you and everyone else in your White House accountable. So you may think it's fine to go out there and give these interviews and attack the people who you claim are attacking you. But the truth is, all we're doing is trying to hold you accountable and, to be honest, try to undo some of the damage that you're inflicting on the public today. There are Republicans out there in the United States today who, honest to God, believe that the Bowling Green Massacre was a thing, that it happened, that it was carried out by Iraqi immigrants, and that U.S. citizens died as a result of it. And that's all on you, Kellyanne. You're poisoning the public discourse. It's not the people who dislike you. They don't have the problems. You do. And you need to learn, and you need to take the time to teach your children that when you screw up, you do get held accountable. When you lie to hundreds of millions of people, they're going to come after you. And the only way you can make it right is to go out and apologize and try to do the right thing from that point forward.
I totally agree. Yeah, I agree. But I'm going to jump back on this Trump fires Comey thing before the show is out, because this is just a bombshell. If you haven't heard it, then you should. There's a lot of people out there who aren't into politics, who aren't into the type of thing that you and I may be into. And I think that's wrong. I think everybody should have some sort of stake in their country. You just don't let people like Donald Trump ruin it because of his lies, his corruption, and the people who go out and lie for him. And we, the people of the United States, if the Republicans in Congress don't do anything, then it's up to us to do something. I wanted to mention something right here. I did a Google search, and I found out, actually I knew it, but I wanted to make sure, that America's population, we have 326,474,013 people minus 13 people living in the United States. Let me say that number again. 326,474,013 people in the United States. That's the population of the United States. And on the other hand, we have 435 representatives in the House of the Representatives in Congress. We have 100 senators. So if you add 435 plus 100, that's 535 people in Congress. We have 535 people in Congress, folks, 535 in Congress. 435 representatives, excuse me, and 100 senators equals 535. We have 326 million in the United States of America. You mean to tell me that 326 million people cannot control 535 people? Give me a break. 326,474,013 people in the United States, minus those who are under voting age. And we have one president in office. So that makes it 536 people in the federal government. And you tell me that we can't do something to take our country back from 400. Now, let me say this, 435 representatives in Congress, not all of those guys, some of them are Democrats. Well, I'm going to take it down to just maybe 217 Republican representatives in Congress. Take it down even further because you got Democrats in the House of Representatives too, who are against a lot of things that the Republicans are doing. So you want to take those out of the equation, subtract those folks from the 435 people in Congress, and you have 217. And then you want to do the same thing for the senators. You got Democratic and Republican senators in Congress, but you want to subtract the Democrats and just leave the Republicans, because in both houses, the Republicans are in control because they hold the majorities. That means that it's more of them than there. And by it being more of Republicans in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, they control everything. And the Democrats, the only thing they can do basically is bitch when the Republicans are going over the line. So we can subtract those numbers, and then it will be less people that we, let's just put it together. Let's say it's 300 something people in Congress, and it's 326 million of us. Now, why are we letting 300 people in Congress dictate things to us, tell us what to do, how to live, healthcare, planned parenting, and all this? 300 people, folks. We can't outdo 300 people who are corrupt, including the president, who are corrupt and just doing hell to the United States. Give me a break. It's 300 of the monsters in Congress, 320 million of us. We can fight these people. We can resist these people. We can throw them out. Give me a break. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. It is 7 in Chicago. It's 7:16 p.m. And it's still gray and cloudy and dull, but we are having a great time, aren't we? And I'm still looking at this headline: Trump fires Comey. And as I was saying before, you know, you got a lot of people out there who aren't into politics, and a lot of people, you don't have to be in politics, but you have to know what's going on in your government. Whether you voted or not, you make sure you vote next time, okay? And because if you don't vote next time, we're going to be really in trouble. I mean, Republicans are going to take more seats, and that's going to be, and they want to be in power forever. They're going to try and cheat their asses off. Come 2018, they're going to try and suppress the vote. They're going to do everything they can to try and keep their jobs. We got to make sure that they do not keep their jobs. We have to get out here and do our thing. Show up at them polls in November 2018, and vote these scoundrels out. And, you know, this is called the midterm elections. You'll be voting for your representative and possibly your senator. But a lot of these guys got to go. The representatives, they got to go, because I don't think Donald Trump knows the Constitution, but anyway, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have told him some things, that the president must be at least 36 years old before a person must be 36 years old before he become president, and you know, serve 4 years, sometimes two terms or whatever. And you have the senator serves six years, House of Representatives 2 years. So every 2 years, you have to vote for your House of Representatives. Some people don't vote, so that's why a lot of these guys get back in office. They don't have anybody running against them, but I think there's going to be a lot of people running against a lot of these representatives, Republican representatives, for one thing: their vote. We have a guy in Illinois, Peter Roskam, and he is on his way out. He's a Republican. He voted for this disastrous health care bill that now the Senate is going to take up. They're going to rewrite it. And the thing about it, folks, if you got a look at these people, the senators in Congress, I think there's six or seven or eight of them, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, they're all men. There's no women in this picture. They're going to rewrite health care, the bill that the House of Representatives rushed through and passed. Now it goes to the Senate, and they're going to rewrite it. They may rewrite it in a way where it stays Obamacare. Or then again, they might not even take it up. But anyway, these people, they're all men. There's no women in the picture. And they're going around right now on TV and radio trying to explain why there's no women involved in reworking this health care legislation that was recently passed by the House of Representatives. They're trying to defend not having women a part of this venture, this important venture for the United States. Wow. Not a woman in the picture. This is what Republicans are. They are anti-woman. They're anti their own women, their own Republican women. They got five senators in the Senate. I'm sorry, five. There's five women senators in the Senate. They are not even in the picture. This is all old white men trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. Old white men going to make decisions on how a woman should treat her body. This is crazy. Old ass white rich men in Congress going to be rewriting this health care bill, telling women, taking contraceptives away from women, Planned Parenthood. This is crazy. Not a woman on the panel, nowhere. This is what Republicans are all about. They disrespect women. They see women in marginal roles. And the thing about it, it is so many Republican women out there who thinks the same thing. And that's something else when you got a woman who is okay with marginalizing other women. When you got older people okay with taking away Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid from seniors. They're okay with it. It's absurd. It's totally absurd. This is why we have to get this corrupt administration out of Washington. Trump is a businessman. He's not a politician. He's nowhere near a politician. And I think some people, maybe a lot of people, will agree with that. Even he probably would agree with that. You know, but they don't care much for women. Trump don't give a shit for women. He thinks women have women in his administration. They're in minor roles. You don't even hear from Kellyanne Conway anymore. You don't hear from her anymore. I think they gave her the boot because she's a woman. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Folks, I've had a lot of fun on the show today. I really have, and I hope you had a great time listening. And I want to thank everybody out there for listening to the show. I mean, there would be no show if it wasn't for you. I want to say that I love all of you out there. And you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. And I want to say one more thing. I want to thank a lot of people. If I didn't get a chance to thank everybody for sending me nice birthday wishes, I want to say it again. Thank you so much for your nice and kind thoughts and wishes for my birthday, which was yesterday. But that's fine. People are still sending me responses and posts saying happy belated birthday. And I want to say thank you. Thank you very much. This is probably the best birthday that I've ever had because so many people around the world who listen to the show and other things and wishing me happy birthday. You know, so it is a milestone, folks. It is. Thanks everybody for your birthday wishes. And hopefully when your birthday comes up, I can do the same for you. All right. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. I'm all over the place. And I have had a ball here, folks. I really have had a ball. And we're going to be back on the air tomorrow. We got about 7 more minutes left into the show. So basically, we've been talking about Trump firing his FBI director. And a lot of us, a lot of people around the world, Democrats, Republicans included, figured this was just a move to try to impede the investigation. And I totally believe that. This was a dumb move. Some people think that this was an overreach. This was an abuse of power by Donald Trump, you know, but he won't say that, you know. And this guy is just nothing for America. I don't really like to talk. When I'm doing the show, folks, I don't really like to talk about Donald Trump. I don't want him on the show. But he does something to make me, to impel me to say things about him on the show, especially things like this. Because one of the things I'm working for right now is to help to get him out of the White House by any means necessary, in terms of his corruption, his lies, and those who go out and lie for him, and those who try to defend the indefensible. This is America. What are we doing? And as I've said before, a lot of people out there aren't into politics, aren't into their government. This is a crucial time for everybody to take stock into their government, because Donald Trump is basically saying the people who didn't vote for him, the people who are criticizing him, we're all dogs. So you have to get involved in your government, whether you like it or not. Whether you want to or not, whether you think you're capable of doing it or not, you have to, even if you have to get involved, you have to. And one of the ways you can get involved is to complain, bitch, you know, and get out there and do something. March, fight, you know, let Donald Trump know that you're not going to take it. You want him out. You know, this is crazy. He fires his FBI director simply because this guy was investigating his administration, so he gets rid of him. Some people said this is an abuse of power. I agree. I think it is too. And it's going to be, I'm going to say a little bit more about it tomorrow. I'll probably have somebody on the show to talk about it, but this is just awesome. This is just crazy. Okay, Senator Graham supports Trump firing of FBI Director Comey. Who gives a damn what Senator Graham wants or what he thinks? You know, he's one of those Republicans who are aiding and abetting Trump. You know, so just because somebody agrees with what Trump does doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right at all.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Anyone ever saw. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has a claw. Heaven help us all. We In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep. Keep hatred from the mighty, and the mighty from the small.
For tuning in and listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you so much. It's been fun. It's been great. We have a few more seconds in the show. I want to thank everybody, especially, and let me say something again about those birthday wishes. Thank you so much. And, you know, it was really heartfelt. All right. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm all over the place. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care. Stay safe out there.